It is a busy morning at Arlington Park Racecourse in Arlington Heights, Illinois, but two gentlemen have found a minute or two to visit with us here on the Saturday morning show, Richard Duchossois, and we have Colonel Roy Arnold with us on the line. Dick, I'll start with you because you have been with this Arlington Million since the beginning. How far back does it go, and what was it like on that first one?
Arn, good morning. Arn, it goes back to 1981. That was the very first international festival of racing with the Arlington Million, which, as you know, it was the very first million-dollar race any place in the world. It was a great sensation at that time, and it's still a great sensation, but it's a great thrill. I'll never forget the first one. It rained all week. It stopped the day of the race. And everything was mud. We didn't have a poly track in at that time. It was just a regular dirt track. And the race itself was run on the turf, but you had to get over to the turf and go through all the mud. And we had the presentation on a hay wagon that we tried to pull down through the mud, and everything got stuck. It was a great day, though.
And then you had another Arlington Million that almost didn't make it. That was after the fire. You got that one done, though.
Yes, well, we wanted to have continuity into the Arlington Million, and we had the very first graded stake ever moved from one track to another, but we not only had one track to another, we had one country to another. We ran that in Canada.
And did it work?
Oh, it was a marvelous race, and we developed a lot of new friends up there. We had a wonderful time.
Well, I know when you mention Canada, we think international, so I'm going to turn to Colonel Roy Arnold to visit with us a little bit about what we'll see in the race lineup today. Do we have any international foreign horses, Colonel?
Yeah, we have quite a few, R.N. We've got horses coming from Ireland, from France, Brazil, England, from all over the world. We're really excited. It's a great field. Gates are going to open today at 10 a.m. We have a limited number of box seats and reserve seats that are still available. Up until 10 a.m., you can go online and purchase at arlingtonpark.com, or we would advise you to give a call at 847-385-7427 and check on the availability of those boxes. Of course, there's always general admission available, plenty of places to enjoy the races today. 12 races. First post goes at 11:45, and we're happy to report we've got an average field size for all 12 races over 10 today, which is just exceptional quality. The Arlington Million currently has 8. One of the horses, Sudan, is questionable. It's a Bobby Frankel horse out of California. The horse is here on the grounds, but may have a vet problem, and we're still evaluating that. And then in the Beverly D and the Secretariat, each of those have 9 contenders each and are just a spectacular field. It's going to be very competitive racing all day.
I have to get something clarified because I'm always mystified on, is it Rennie Douglas or Rene Douglas?
Rene Douglas.
Now, there was a great story about Rene in the Sun-Times on Friday. He has come close a couple of times, but he'll be mounting horses again today, will he not?
Yes, he will. I'm looking to see and make sure I've got the most recent entries here to see who he's been named to. He's going to ride Silverfoot in the Million, Communique in the Beverly D, and Winchester and the Secretariat. And all three of those horses are definitely contenders. They're not long shots by any stretch of the imagination.
So far this season, he's quite a ways ahead in the jockey standings, isn't he?
He is. He leads the Colony this year. He's getting some great rides, and he's probably won more stake races this year, graded stakes races here at Arlington, than any of the other jockey colony.
Back to international horses. I watched 60 Minutes Sunday night and saw the story on Dubai and the Sheikh over there, who is really into the horse business. Is he sending a horse this year?
He is. Let me see if I can find him here. He's got, let's see. We actually have some pretty interesting entries. Sarah Call, who is owned by Baron Rothschild, is running. And we've got I'm looking here. I want to make sure I give you the right name. Yes, he's got Archipinco, which is one of the favorites for the million. The Sheikh Mohammed bin Khalifa Al Maktoum and his partner, Dr. A.H. Parker. Their trainer is Michael DeCock, who's got a very good track record here at Arlington and across the world. I think he's leading one of the leading trainers this year in the world in terms of Grade 1 victories. And the jockey on that mount is going to be Kevin B. Shea, who's flying in for the race.
Well, it was an interesting story, and he's a 59-year-old man who I think is spending $300 billion to reshape the world over in the Middle East. Well, I, of course, am excited about it. I haven't missed an Arlington Million now for about 9 or 10 years, and we look forward to being out there today. And Mr. D had me present owner trophies a couple of times, and both times there was a problem, particularly the Gary Stevens race, which I'll never forget, Mr. D. That was quite an afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was on there, but everything worked out for the best, and everything is just fine.
Well, we look forward to being with you, and Colonel, one more time, the website and the phone number for ordering the few remaining box seats.
Yes, sir. We've got arlingtonpark.com. It's all one word, .com. You can see all sorts of information on the Arlington Million. There's lots of video and other information, but you can also buy any remaining tickets online till 10 o'clock this morning for general admission. We recommend that to speed your entry into the park. And as well as you can get on there and look at the entries and do a little handicapping in advance. Or to call 847-385-7427 and talk to one of our sales reps, and they can let you know what box seats we still have available. Limited number.
We always enjoy talking about an important agricultural industry in Illinois, Mr. D, and indeed horse racing is just that, isn't it?
That it is. It's a very important industry employing somewhere between 35 and 40,000 people. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Gates open at 10 o'clock. We'll see a lot of you out there today at the Arlington Park Racecourse in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Thanks to Richard Duchesois and Colonel Arnold for joining us here on the Saturday Morning Show.